Lord, we thank you so much for giving Arlene to us for such some time. We thank you for Zeno and those children and the rest of the family, your hand on us today. We come before your word right now that you may speak to us yourself. So precious Holy Spirit, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be clear in this house today. My daughter, I'm going home to be with you. And may I speak clearly to her family and to her loved one, that it'll last them the rest of their lives. Thank you for your presence. Lord, we honor you. We know you have already paid the price for us to be here. There's a Christian in this house. They know you. And we've been born again. We thank you for your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. No one can address death better than the master himself. No one can give comfort like we need at a time like this. There's no greater person to speak to us than a man named Jesus. He's man and Lord. And from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, the Lord spoke to me through these verses for this hour. In the 19th verse, I know you thought I was going to the first verse, the 19th verse. Yet a little while, and the world sees me no more. Jesus, the speaker. He said, but ye see me. There's something we can see as Christians that average normal people can't see. Christians are supposed to be able to see in another realm. There are things, because I'm a child of God, I know that a person who is not a child of God cannot know. Can I get an amen here? Being connected with God puts you in another realm, puts you in another lifestyle, puts you in another faith. You walk different and you talk different because you're seeing beyond the natural. We must see beyond the natural here this morning because there's another realm we need to see into. And so Jesus said to his disciples, yet a little while and the world sees me no more, but you see me. See now, we have to have the capabilities as Christians to see beyond this casting. There's something beyond this. I mean, this is not a finality. This is not final. This is temporary. All right. And then he says at the end of the 19th verse, listen to this: because I live, ye shall live also. He said at the 20th verse, said, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father and ye in me. I almost start dancing. And I'm in you. And I'm in you. You in me. Talking to Arlene, talking to you. Christian, y'all Christian. I know y'all guys Christian. You in me, and I'm in you. The Lord spoke to me this morning, 6 words, that to bring comfort, to bring triumph over death, hell, and the grave. When you go to make the deposit of Arlene's remain, her earthly house, you realize that she didn't only have an earthly house. But these 6 words, I love it. She is living on another level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Listen to these words, John. She is living on another level. The Lord spoke to me in my bedroom this morning. He said, I had, you know, prayed and wrote down understanding the mystery of the believers having victory over death, understanding the mystery of the believer having victory over death. But then the Lord spoke, he overruled me. She is living on another level. She is still alive. Then he tell me why. Because of her connection with me. Within the context of that, there's a word called resurrection. Some don't actually know what it means, but it means coming up after they think you're dead. So Jesus pointed out to me to say to these sisters and brothers and to my son and my daughter, knowing the power of the resurrection. Knowing the power of the resurrection. Death, hell, and the grave cannot stop the power of the resurrection. I read in an explanation from the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3. Listen at this. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. For if his resurrection succeeded, and I'm connected to him, and I am in him, that means my resurrection will succeed. And I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering. Did he suffer? Did he die? Did he pay for it all? Being conformed to his death, if by any means I may obtain to the resurrection from the dead. My goodness. Then in John's gospel, knowing the power of the resurrection, then John chapter 11, for a few minutes, hallelujah. This is my daughter, you know. Father got a right to preach. His daughter's funeral. Hallelujah. Yeah. She's living on another level. Now to understand that, you have to know how to go to another realm. Paul said, if this earthly house, this tabernacle dissolve, I have another building. So he's saying to me that Eileen knew, after all she went through, she had another building. I wish I had some Christians up in here. Let me preach this thing. She knew she had another body. Body not made with hands. Eternal in the heaven. Never have to die no more. She really not dead, she's sleeping. People go to sleep, they expect to wake up. That's another conversation, because you have to be born again to understand what I'm talking about. There's another body, there's another life. Bigger than this life. No fever, no pain. No goodbye. You're going to have to understand that as a Christian, you have to live by revelation. You can't live by reason. You got to see beyond the problem. and know that Jesus is the solution. I wish I had a praying church. I'm almost through. You got to live by revelation here at this funeral. Sisters, we got to live by revelation. We got to know that God didn't lie to us. We have to know that this separation is temporary. Rim. It's a rim. It's a rim. There's a flesh and blood rim. And then there's a spirit rim. Then what about what we're going to do with righteousness? Righteousness means I have the right to live after I die. Somebody wondering what I'm talking about here, but I'm talking about another dimension. I'm talking about blood. I'm talking about an old rugged cross. I'm talking about a man who said, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'd rise it up again. I'm talking about somebody who knew another dimension. I'm talking about somebody who knew another power. I'm talking about somebody who knew another life. I'm talking about somebody who knew another realm. Satan's not going to whoop on us up down here. He's not going to tell us that it's over. I know better. It's time to rain. It's time for Arlene not to be sick no more. It's time for her to don't need no doctors, no lawyers. It's time for her to reign now in life in Christ Jesus. She's reigning. She's not losing, she ran it. She had an appointment with God. God keep his appointment. John 11, Gospel, Jesus, show us up here. In the 21st verse, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But look at verse 22. But I know that even now, even though he died. But I know something. Anybody in here know something? But I know. See, you can't be guessing here. Can't be talking about I hope she made it and all that stuff. You got to know something here. You got to know. You got to have proper connection at a funeral. You might could make it at a wedding, but at a funeral, you got to have proper connection to know what's going on. I feel like preaching up in here, boy. Then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But since he is dead, but I know that even now, ooh, Lord, you miss a good place to shout. Even now, after he's dead, I still got good news. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Even in this service right now, and Arlene body lay here, but you can ask God, hold me in this trying hour. Put your hand on me. Let me know it's all right. Jesus said, preacher, you know what I'm talking about. Jesus answered and said to her, thy brother shall rise again. Where'd your hand at, my sister? Your sister, your wife, your mother shall rise again. I'm almost through. shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said, hold up here. Hold up here. We ain't talking about no last day. Hold up here. We're talking about today. 25th verse. Jesus. I love that word. How many of y'all love that word? Come on, say it. Jesus. Everybody say it. Jesus said unto her. Jesus said unto her. Now when he talking, everybody must listen. Here's what he said. He said, not in the last day. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Look what he said, just, you know. He that believeth in me, though he, she were dead. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I love the gospel. Yet shall she live. Who said that? Jesus said that. Yet shall she live. But look at what he said in verse 26. Preach, Jesus. And whosoever liveth. Oh, my goodness. I wish somebody would shout here. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me. What he said? Woo! 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 Shall never, 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 never die. So it means that our lean is not dead. Jesus said she's just in another realm. You're looking for her physically, but she's not there physically. But in the spirit, she's still alive. I wish somebody would say amen in here. But then he put these words on the end. Yeah, I heard you. Believest thou this? We can't cry without a smile. We can't be sad without rejoicing. But for it would be an insult to the God's gift. For God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. But what? She got it. Because of the cross of Christ and her faith in Christ, turn to 1 Corinthians 15. I'm almost you. You're getting blessed? I want to help the family. I want to help this family. I know they know Jesus, but we need to preach a little bit, you know. And I know Eileen wants me to preach a little bit. Yeah. She listening?
Yes, sir.
I want you to know she had her own funeral. See, now you got to understand, realm. She's in another dimension now. Can't see her with your physical eye. But she's alive and well. Have I got any Christians up in here? Because of the cross of Christ, and her faith in Christ. Listen to what I'm about to say now. Listen to what the scripture going to show us that. Death is swallowed up in victory. Good God Almighty. Death. Now see, in the natural, in the known, or just a religious person with no revelation won't get excited about this. But a person who knows that the Bible is God's word, and if the Bible says death is swallowed up in victory, death is swallowed up in victory. That at a funeral, that should bring some joy to know that even though my loved one is not here physically, but there's still, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. She still got the victory. I feel like squalling now. She still got the victory. I say she still got the victory. She still got the victory. It looked like she's losing, but it's according to how you're looking. If you're looking in the spirit, if you're looking with the Holy Ghost hand on your shoulder, you know she all right. I said she's all right. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. I wish I had somebody here. For the trumpet shall sound. For the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Why? For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death, good God Almighty, death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Death have no sting here. Death have no sting. In this service today, grave have no victory. Because our lean hand is in a resurrected hand. The grave can't hold her because she got another home. Hallelujah. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But I heard him say in verse 57, but thanks be to God, which have given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. Then Paul said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that our lean labor was not in vain in the Lord, for the Lord got her right now. The Lord rocking her right now. The Lord said, you my child. Oh, good God Almighty. I gotta close. Because Jesus rose from the grave, death can't hold Arlene. Oh, that's many scriptures. Matthew 27, 50 and 53, Acts 4, 33, Romans 1, 3, 4. I mean, so many detailed scriptures. But hear me, let me close here. She's living on another level. Let me make a declaration from the scriptures on my daughter's behalf here. Here's a declaration of the believer who sleeps in the Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Here's a declaration. For we know that if our earthly half of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hand, eternal in the heaven. Listen to this second verse. For in this we groan, honestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. In other words, in this body we go through some things. I don't know if you ever been through something. You ever had any pain in this body? In this house, that's what you're saying. But you're talking about you got another house. Another house where you don't have to groan, no more pain, no more darkness, no more sickness, no more weakness, no more trouble. There's another house. There's a house that you never have no leaks. There's a house that you never get sick again. There's a house that you never have another pain. There's a house you never have another sleepless night. There's another house. She in another house. She'll never have to be operated on her legs anymore. She'll never have to go through any operation. Nobody never have to cut on her no more. Because in this house, there's no more operation. In this house, it's every day a hottie. Every day, sweet Sunday morning. Every day is a good day. In this house, let me close here. In this house, there will be no more sickness. There'll be no more pain, no more death. No more crying, no more medicine. In this house, you don't need a doctor because Jesus is the doctor and he'll never let you get sick. In this house, the same Jesus that called Lazarus from the grave will call Eileen from the grave. He said, he's been dead for 4 days and his body now stink. Jesus said, I cause body not to stink. I'm the one, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm going to get Lazarus out of his grave. Just like he got Lazarus out of his grave, it was a prelude to the body of Christ. It's the same way he's going to get me out of the grave. Just like he called Lazarus by name, he's going to call Eileen by her name. Just like he called Eileen by her name, he's going to call Leroy by his name. Just like he called Leroy by name, he's going to call Zeno by his name. And I heard him say, get back, roll the rock away. Roll the rock away. Everybody nervous. People had no revelation, was nervous. They said, how can this be? He's already dead. Jesus said, roll the rock away. And I heard in the Bible, I heard that he had to call Lazarus by name. If he wouldn't have called Lazarus by name, Moses would have got up. Joshua would have got up. But you see, it's a personal thing with the Lord. I have a personal relationship. Anybody here got a personal relationship? Nobody can rise in my place. I'm going to rise in my own place. You got to call me by my own name. Nobody can stop your mama from getting up because you got a personal relationship with Jesus. He's not going to call one of the sisters' name. He's going to call her by her name. I mean, it's time to rise. You'll never have to go to sleep no more. You'll never have to be sick no more. You'll never have to die no more. You die one time. So much. I love y'all so much. Love y'all so much. Hope that they'll give you this, what is the MP3? That they'll give it so y'all can have a copy so if a little awareness come, you can listen at the Word of God again. They'll give all y'all a copy so you're going to have it. She's living on another level. So when the separation sorrow come and everybody else going home, you at your house. Jesus wanted y'all to have these words that can stop Satan, death, hell, and the grave from tormenting you. That she's living on another level. You understand now? We're going to have our miss. We're going to miss her, you know what I'm saying? The hearing her voice and different things. I understand that. But we understand. We have to understand as Christians, she's living on another level. If not, we don't believe that, we shouldn't be Christian. We didn't want her to go now, you understand? But now we got to shift gear. What would she want us to do? I know her. You know, what would she want us to do? Go on, do what Pastor told you to do. Go ahead. I'm on another level. We'll see her again. There's a word called reunion. There's another word called rejoicing. See, there's joy in the midst of sadness. Now, naturally, ma'am, you're not going to understand that. Come on, there ain't no joy up here. You don't know what you're talking about. You are you saved? We can't get this honor of God like that. You know what I'm saying? Zeno's a strong man. He's with me. He's been with me a long time. Never give me no trouble. So it just wasn't hard to do. Montreal?